1923. The world is on the move, jumping around to the tinny rhythms of hot jazz. Most of it seems to end up here, at the Queen of the Rockies. Princes and princesses, politicians and statesmen, the gods and goddesses of the silver screen. We get them all, and we treat them all like royalty. You get what you pay for here at the Queen, which is good, because you're going to pay a lot more than most of us can afford. Baronial surroundings, magnificent scenery, a staff dedicated to satisfying your every legal whim, and a resident police force to protect you while you're indulging. That's me, Becker, the house detective. And then there's the food. The Queen advertises the finest kitchen west of Montreal. West of Paris, my friend Francois Martel would say. He's the chef, a master chef imported from France. In my opinion, an artist of the first rank. But, as I was about to discover, not everyone agrees with me.
No, no, Miss Hunter, I assure you.
Assure me? You're poisoning me.
Why would I poison you, madame? I am a great admirer. I saw sands of the Sahara many times.
Are you attempting to... I just don't believe it. You think if you flatter me...
Perhaps madame would like me to taste the fish.
Problem, Miss Francois?
Oh, Becker, mon Dieu, mon Dieu.
Who are you?
Becker, the house detective.
Oh, thank God. I am Mary Hunter. This man is trying to poison me.
And why would he be trying to do that?
Don't patronize me, Mr. Becker. He's been paid off.
Oh, madame.
Paid off, eh? Why don't we just step outside?
I don't need to step outside. This man is attempting to poison me. Didn't anyone understand? I'm going to die.
This is ridiculous.
Not to the lady, Francois. Now, ma'am, you give me your arm. We're going someplace quiet where you can tell me all the details, and then we'll see about making an arrest.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. It's terrible being an actress. When it counts, nobody ever believes you.
Oh, my God, where have you been? I've been out of my mind.
Don't fuss, Hannah.
You must lie down immediately.
This is Mr. Becker.
I've called Dee Dee. He's given you 2 hours.
That must have squeezed his little heart. D.D. King is a director of this... What is the name of this movie?
Mountain Love?
Yes, Mountain Love. A romantic epic of the high Andes, portrayed by the higher Rockies. In the movies, Becker, nothing is ever what it seems. He'd like to get rid of me, too.
Miss Hunter is not well.
Mr. Becker and I will have some tea, honey.
Another time,
Mr.
Perhaps.
Becker and I will have tea.
I have to get you ready.
I will not be treated like a child, Hannah. Now, please... Leave us alone and make some tea.
Yes, Miss Hunter.
Oh, why is it all so difficult now? Hannah is very loyal, Mr. Becker. She's looked after me for centuries.
Why don't we sit down?
Yes, that's an idea. Thank you. Would you pour me a glass of water? There's a carafe here on the table.
Here you are.
That's very soothing. I feel quite safe with you.
What makes you think you're being poisoned?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't know you, Miss Hunter.
Very well. I'm losing weight. I'm exhausted and shaking. I have severe attacks of dizziness. Other things are happening to me which I'm not prepared to discuss with a stranger.
Have you seen a doctor?
Why would I do that?
Well, at the least, they could tell
you... Bunch of good-for-nothing parasites, Becker. They'll tell you anything you want to hear.
This Dee Dee King, why would he want to get rid of you?
I'm wasting his money, Becker. Money is very important in Hollywood. But he wouldn't have the courage.
Then who?
The chef, for one. He's working for them. He sends me food. Beautiful, tempting delights. You have no idea. I wonder how it feels to die... Like a soft pillow descending over your face. Do you know Othello, Mr. Becker?
She loved me for the dangers I had passed. I loved her, but she did pity them.
Very good, Mr. Becker. You have hidden depths. It was my last performance on the stage. Hannah says it was the most perfect moment of my career. Lying back in a wedding dress... Surrounded by candles. waiting for the end. May I have another glass? The master calls, and I must obey. Will you help me, Becker?
They want you on set.
I'm very, very tired. Becker?
I'll help you, Miss Hunter.
Thank you. Now, I would like a short nap.
There's no time. Oh, Lord. You can go now, Mr. Becker. She's fallen asleep.
Do you think she's being poisoned, Hannah?
Her life is very difficult. She is an artist. Now, please go.
One more question.
Or I'll have to call the manager.
She wasn't giving me a whole lot of choice, particularly as Mr. Hickey, the manager she was threatening to call, took a very dim view of my annoying the guests. So I left, as the lady asked, but I took the evidence with me. I figured that my friend Francois had handed me this problem. He could help me solve it.
Could you tell me what's in this glass, Francois?
Water?
It is evidence. I took it from Miss Hunter's room. It made her quite drowsy.
And you have brought it in the kitchen?
Sacre
bleu, you are a crazy man, Becker.
Keep your hat on, Francois. We're going outside. Come on.
The rabbit hutch?
Oh, no, Becker. You cannot test your poison on the rabbit.
Relax, Francois. We don't know that it is poison. Besides, we're talking about animals that you serve for dinner.
That is different.
Bonjour,
excuse me, Mr. Becker. I want you to go to 417. They say it's urgent.
That's Mary Hunter's.
Yes, sir. There's a disturbance.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Go through the kitchen, Becker.
Thanks, Francois. See if one of your little friends wants a cocktail, will you?
Get out! Get out! Oh, please, leave her alone.
It's only me, Hannah. Becker, you remember me?
But I'm not sure she did. Her attention was elsewhere. On Mary Hunter, to be exact. The actress was stretched out on the couch much as I'd left her. Except that now her head was resting on a white satin pillow and her eyes were open. Wide open. Whatever had caused the pain behind them had disappeared and its departure left the actress very peaceful.
Don't touch her!
And very dead.
All right, Hannah. Take it easy.
I couldn't protect her from everything. Why did I have to go out?
You weren't here?
I went to Mr. King's office. She wasn't going to be able to work. She fell asleep. You saw her. And she never woke up. Oh, God. I wasn't here.
Why don't I take you somewhere where you can lie down and rest?
No. No. I have to fix her up. Get her ready. No one can see her like this. Great star, looking like this.
I'm afraid you're going to have to wait for the police.
No one!
I didn't like the idea, but I left Hannah with the dead actress. Truth is, I didn't have the authority to do anything else. Well, at least I could be sure she'd keep the tourists away. For the moment, I had to inform the police. In the middle of a mountain range, that could be more than a little difficult.
And why is Sergeant Drake unavailable?
Trouble up country. That's all the constable would say.
Colorful, isn't he? Well, I don't suppose we could call the undertaker.
Sure, we could. But even he can't touch the body till the doc's seen it. And the doc's with the sergeant.
You don't seem to understand the gravity of the situation, Becker.
Sir?
Well, let me lay it out for you. An extremely famous actress appeared this morning in our kitchen and accused the hotel, in particular our chef, of attempting to poison her.
Francois did not poison
it. Oh, quiet, Becker. I know perfectly well that you think me a fool. However, not even I believe that Monsieur Martel is a secret poisoner.
I'm sure he'll be glad to hear it.
However, the public might not be as trusting of Monsieur Martel's culinary intentions as I am. Not to mention that if the Queen of the Rockies comes under suspicion, I will most certainly be looking for a new situation. I don't fancy myself as the oldest bellboy in the country, Becker.
So?
So, find out who killed Mary Hunter, Becker. Or you're going to be looking for another job as well. Now, do I make myself clear?
Unfortunately, I didn't have much to go on. A frightened woman who believed she was being poisoned. Now dead. Maybe poisoned. a glass of water which might tell us something, and an overprotective companion who wasn't protective enough. Well, I figured I'd check out Hannah's alibi, and while I was at it, I'd take a look at the director, D.D. King. Perhaps he was more courageous than Mary Hunter thought.
Oh, you're not... I was having a shower.
I noticed. Miss...
Cantrell. Raina Cantrell. And you're...
Becker, the hotel detective.
Invite the man in, kid. D.D. King, Becker. Happy to meet you. Get dressed, Raina.
All right, D.D.
Mr. King?
Good name. Becker. Plain and to the point. Straight arrow. Well, you'll find me another, Becker. Shall we say $50?
Oh, you're on the wrong track.
Hey, don't get greedy, Becker. I could be married to Raina for all you know.
I'm here about Miss Mary Hunter.
Oh, what's happened now?
You're expecting something to happen?
I'm expecting everything to happen, Becker. She's crazy. Every time I hear her name, it costs me more. Every day, a new excuse, a new disease. Today, it's food poisoning. We're paying a hell of a lot for this scenery, and she's suffering from food poisoning.
Do you mind telling me how you found out?
About the food poisoning? Hannah told me.
Miss Hunter's companion.
The troll. That's what Raina calls her. Yeah, but I'll give her one thing. She's efficient. If anyone can get Mary Hunter up and running, it's Hannah.
Miss Hunter was difficult.
Miss Hunter is an aging actress whose career is sliding rapidly.
Which means?
A star, if she's a real star, has one perfect moment, Becker. One moment that the fans clutch to their heart. The trick to survival in the movies is to recognize that moment and to recreate it over and over again. The trouble is that as you get older, it becomes more difficult.
And Mary Hunter...
Mary Hunter is coming to the end of an overextended engagement. If it wasn't for Hannah, she'd be touring Idaho by now. And look, off the record, Mountain Love is a last-ditch attempt to squeeze a few more drops out of the lemon before it dries up completely. The best thing she could do for me is to really get poisoned. The publicity just might sell this turkey.
Can you tell me how many times you spoke with Hannah this morning?
Well, she called early, asking for a couple of hours. I think Mary was exhausted at that point. Then I called her. Then around 9, she came around. I guess she figured she needed the personal touch to sell that cock and bull story about poisoning.
Poisoning? Hadn't Mary got over that yet?
Meaning?
She makes it up. Remember last time, Dee Dee? It was Bobby.
Yeah. Well, I think you can tell your boss not to worry, Becker.
It's not quite that simple, Mr. King. Mary Hunter is dead.
Oh. Oh, no.
Dead? Poisoned?
Oh, no. Oh, Dee Dee.
This Bobby...
Oh, no. I didn't mean... It wasn't... Oh, God. You'll have to excuse me.
Raina was very close to Mary.
She has my sympathy. But I still need to know about Bobby.
It's not the time, Becker.
So you tell me, and I'll see if I can ignore the young lady's age.
Robert Defoe is our leading man.
And?
A couple of years ago, Mary accused him of trying to poison her. We thought it was pretty funny back then.
You want to save me some walking and tell me where to find him?
Try the hot springs. He won't be too hard to spot.
Oh, no.
Bobby! Bobby!
In a moment. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, poor, poor Mary.
You and Miss Hunter
were together? Yes. For many years.
I heard she accused you of poisoning her.
That was years ago.
2 years, I heard. You mind telling me why?
Yes, I bloody well do. Look, Becker, I don't care what you heard. I have never intentionally hurt Mary Hunter in any way. And I haven't been near her for months. Our relationship exists solely in front of the camera.
Look, Bobby!
You don't seem to be lacking for company.
Damn you, Becker. I loved Mary Hunter. She rejected me.
Why?
Personal reasons. You don't suppose she was just sick? An illness, undetected?
Well, we can all hope. It would certainly make a few people happy.
Well, she wasn't herself lately.
Come on, Bobby!
But Bobby didn't come on. The attractions of the hot springs had definitely faded. He sat there staring into the steam rising up from the water. I didn't know if he deserved it, but for that moment I sympathized with him. I'd spent too many hours looking off into space myself. Then he got up, without a word, and left. There were things he wasn't telling me. I was sure of that, but I was also sure that, at least for the moment, he was going to keep them to himself. Still, the picture was beginning to form.
Ah, Becker, there you are. Monsieur Ricci has called 2 or 3 times. He is growing very impatient.
He's not the only one. How's my rabbit?
Oh, the rabbit. She is sleeping soundly.
Sleeping?
There was some drug in the water, I think.
A rabbit does not sleep close to a stew pot.
Maybe there's just not enough of whatever it is in that glass to kill a rabbit. She could have died from small accumulation.
Small accumulation?
Of poison. In her food. I don't know, Francois. I'm not the medical examiner.
You don't need a medical examination to tell you she did not die of poisons in her food. Because she hardly ate any food.
I thought you...
I did. I personally prepared for her my greatest creations. The tribute of one artist to another.
But...
She sent them back.
Untouched.
She nibbled the vegetables a bit, like a rabbit. And that was all. Perhaps she enjoyed to look at them.
But she didn't order them from you personally. Her companion...
No, there is a secretary who brings down an order for the entire company.
Tell Hickey I'm on my way. And put the rest of that water away.
Oh, I poured that out, Becker. Too dangerous.
But that was evidence.
And this is a kitchen, Becker, not a laboratory.
You're not making it easy, Francois. I'm coming. And for God's sake, at least save the rabbit.
Mary Hunter was probably taking drugs. Considering their effect, I'd bet on morphine. As for her fear of being poisoned, it may have all been in her head, but it began with Bobby Defoe. Hannah's story checked out, almost. She had visited the office that morning, but there was no way to confirm she had been there at exactly the same time the actress died. I suppose I might have accepted it, but I found it so hard to believe that a woman as devoted as Hannah was to Mary Hunter would have left the actress alone, particularly after the scene in the kitchen. Which brings us to the meals. Why had Mary Hunter ordered a succession of fancy meals? And why had she returned them untouched? I figured they might be an important piece of the puzzle. What I hadn't figured was that events were about to throw another suspect onto the table.
Hickey!
I beg your pardon.
Mr. King, what are you...
You'll have to wait your turn, Becker. Hickey, now, what's this cock and bull story they've told me about trouble on the line?
Now, let me assure you, Mr. King...
You wouldn't want us pulling out, would you, Hickey? A lot of tourist interest in this silver screen.
You think this is going to help the tourist business? Suspected food poisoning?
I can't just sit on my hands, Hickey. I've got to give them something. So just fix the trouble and send this wire, understood?
I'll see what we can do. Mr. King, once Mary Hunter's death becomes public knowledge, this place is going to be crawling with reporters. It's going to be a lot more difficult to solve.
Business is business. Becker.
This may be the end of our association, Mr. Becker. Well, I suppose every cloud has a silver lining. Let me have a look at that. Well, I'll be.
What, you figured something out?
I might have. In the meantime, hang on to that telegram.
But what if he comes back?
I don't know. Pick a room and hide.
Dee Dee's not here.
I wasn't looking for Dee Dee.
Oh, I guess I'm a suspect now, right?
Congratulations. You think you're ready to be a star?
It wasn't my idea.
Still, you're the only person so far to profit from the lady's death. Oh, and Dee Dee, of course.
Dee Dee's got nothing to gain from Mary's death. They'll probably close down the production now.
About the scandal that was going to save the picture.
Oh, that's just Dee Dee. He likes people to think he's in control, but really he's desperate. You don't think he'd put me in to replace Mary Hunter if he had a choice? I mean, I look a little like her. When she was younger, but...
How well did you know her?
Why?
There's something about you. Something went through my head when I read Dee Dee's telegram.
Mary Hunter was my aunt.
Oh. Why don't I know that?
She kicked me out.
Kicked you out?
Yeah. I used to live with her. She practically brought me up.
So what happened?
Nothing.
Raina...
She became convinced that Bobby Defoe was after me.
And you were how old?
13.
13?
Kids grow up fast in Hollywood, Becker. Besides, there was nothing in it. She sent me away anyway. A couple of weeks later, the troll dropped off a leather case filled with everything I'd ever given Mary. Little things I'd made at school, letters.
And she had no reason for her fears?
No. Well, maybe a bit. I guess you can see I like older men. But she didn't have to kick me out. I mean, she could have warned me. She was like my mother. She should have been fair.
And that's when she accused Bobby Defoe of poisoning her.
Oh, no. That was a couple of years later. I was 15 then.
Do you think she might have been on drugs?
I don't know. She didn't believe in them. But there was something wrong with her.
Like?
I don't know. The troll made her look pretty good, you know, fresh and pretty. Like Dee Dee's one perfect moment. But sometimes I'd catch her from the wrong angle. She looks so tired. I wish...
What?
I wish I'd talked to her. Touched her. You know?
She smiled a bit. God, I wished I could tell her what I suspected. That Mary Hunter had chased her away out of love, not jealousy. Still, there were a couple more pieces of the puzzle to fit together, and one more call I had to make. I found him on the terrace outside the bar, still looking off into space.
Defoe? I've been wondering if it's all worth it, Becker.
Well, before you jump, would you mind answering a couple of questions?
I beg your pardon.
Just why did Mary Hunter accuse you of poisoning her?
I'm not sure I know. She was hallucinating. For God's sake, Becker, she was accusing the chef.
I'll give you one more chance, Defoe. What caused the separation between Mary Hunter and Raina Cantrell?
You want me to confess, is that it?
They say it's good for the soul. Come on, Defoe, it's eating away at you.
No. No, I can't. I can't.
All right, mind if I give it a try? Mary Hunter and you were together for some time. But I guess you still had an eye for the passing scene, and you weren't altogether lucky. Somewhere along the way, you picked up a bug. The undetected disease you asked me about? I'd put my money on syphilis. Is that what they're going to find when they cut open Mary Hunter? Is that the poison?
Oh, God.
How did she live with that, Defoe? That's what I don't understand. Why she kept quiet. Even when you decided to pass it on to another young woman, a young woman she loved. A young woman who still believes that Mary Hunter sent her away out of jealousy.
I didn't kill her.
But as sure as we're standing here, you were responsible for her death.
The terrible thing is that part of me felt sorry for Bobby Defoe. At least he had the grace to feel guilty. A larger part of me wished I could hang it around his neck and the hell with him. But Mary Hunter didn't die of syphilis. And I promised to help her. It wasn't a lot, but at least I could give her the truth.
Becker! Becker!
Sergeant Drake. Having a vacation up country, were you?
Some bloody trapper chopped up his wife and used her to bait his traps.
No need to apologize, Neil. I got along.
Sorted it all out, have you?
Well, let's find out. The scene of the crime.
What? There's someone in there?
Should be.
Doesn't she look lovely?
Was she like this when you... I hope you realize that tampering with the scene of a crime is a very serious business, miss.
She looks very beautiful, Hannah.
Yes, perfect.
Like Desdemona.
With the candles surrounding her. I kept the dress all these years.
And the pillow?
Pillow?
This pillow under her head. Was this the murder weapon?
Murder?
Othello. Miss Hunter said he smothered her with a satin pillow.
Oh, yes.
This one under her head?
Please don't touch that. It's very delicate.
I only wanted to show it to the sergeant.
You'll disturb her.
She's not likely to mind, miss.
I'll just slide it out.
Leave it alone.
You killed Mary Hunter, didn't you, Hannah?
No. No, she just came to the end.
But you helped her on a bit, didn't you? With this pillow. You smothered her.
No.
Becker? The pillow is wet.
She couldn't help it. She was sick. She drank, then the water dribbled. You saw her yourself.
But I didn't see this pillow, Hannah. Not until after she died. You see these little punctures and tears in the fabric?
There in the center of the wet spot? Mary Hunter bit into that.
No.
They'll find threads between her teeth.
No. Oh, God, no.
This isn't working, Becker. Let's wake up the doc and get on with the job.
No, no, please. Don't. Not yet.
They're going to find out, Hannah.
But I didn't have any choice. I had to. She was sick.
But she never saw a doctor.
How could she? A big star like Miss Hunter. Think of the scandal.
But she was in pain.
I gave her medication. I looked after her. A few grains of morphine when she needed it. For 4 years I looked after her. I kept her beautiful. But it took longer and longer. She became very angry. She hated to go on location. She believed they were poisoning her. First, she thought Mr. Defoe was poisoning her.
She was right about that.
Then she began to blame everyone. All the people who believed in her. All of us who tried keeping her a star. She almost stopped eating. She refused her meals.
Which you continued to order. All the fanciest food so that everyone would notice.
Nobody could know. A star must have a healthy appetite. But she no longer trusted me. She began dosing herself. She took more and more. I couldn't stop her. I tried to control her.
But she got away. She accused the chef.
She didn't understand. The movies depended on her. She was a great star. People worshipped her. She had no right.
What happened after I left this morning, Hannah? Hannah, Miss Hunter was asleep.
She looked so beautiful. So peaceful. Almost free. Like Desdemona. Waiting for the end. Perfect. As if nothing had ever happened. But it couldn't last.
So you picked up a pillow and you smothered her.
It was awful. She didn't want to go. Even at the end, she wanted to destroy everything. I lay across the pillow until she was quiet.
Cold-blooded murder.
Please, leave her alone now. Don't tell them what I told you. She belongs with the angels.
I'm sure that's where she is, Hannah. Come on then, miss.
Of course, they couldn't leave her with the angels. The murder of a movie star makes good copy. The Wicked World of Mary Hunter. Dope and sex and wild mountaintop orgies. As for Mountain Love, the movie, well, it and most of its players got run down by the discovery of sound. Except for Miss Raina Cantrell. She would have made her aunt proud. But if you're a movie fan, and most folks are these days, you know that. Don't you?